Wait up, he calls. I can't believe it's Oscar who understands my feelings, not Sammy, whom I'm secretly planning to marry. When they catch up with me, it's also Oscar who says, I was wondering where you were. Yeah, Sammy adds, and sunshine breaks upon my heart again. The entire country is in trouble, Oscar explains. We're sitting under the trampoline after having busted one of the ropes by all three jumping on it at once. Mommy saw Mrs. Brown at Wimpy's, and she said the school might have to close because so many families are leaving. We're staying, Sammy announces proudly. We've got amnesia. Amnesty, Oscar corrects. I bite my lip so as not to smile. Even though I'm almost in love with Sam Washburn, I can't resist feeling proud when a Dominican corrects an American's English. But you mean immunity, Oscar goes on. We have immunity too because my father is with the Italian embassy. Lots of people hide in the embassy because the SIM can't touch them if they're on another country's property, like your uncle, he says, turning to me.
Let's see. Sammy says his family has immunity because they're with the Italian embassy. Then he says the SIM can't hurt anybody inside the embassy because it is Italian property. So immunity must mean protection from harm, right? By the way, did you catch that last thing Sammy said? One of Anita's uncles once hid out in the Italian embassy. I wonder if it was Tio Tony. Let's continue. We're just past the middle of page 47, where it says, which uncle?
Which uncle, I want to know. Of course, I'm thinking of Tio Tony. I'm not supposed to mention names, but the embargo means countries are closing their embassies. That's why you don't have an embassy anymore, he points out to Sammy, just a consulate. My father's the consul, Sammy boasts. I know, but he's not the ambassador. So? Oscar shrugs. Just that he can't help the people who want to free this country.